Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today is August 4th, 2014, and it is 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and In Touch Interviews, and today we actually have a wonderful show for you, but I do see that our guest is not here, so I'm going to give her a little time to pop on, and hopefully she does, and if not, then we will definitely reschedule this show. Today's topic is actually Chakra Wisdom Oracle Cards with guest Tori Hartman. I'm going to give you a little bit of information about her. She is a world-renowned intuitive and spiritual teacher. Her motto, Enlightenment Made Simple, refers to her desire to give people the support they need in order to do spiritual work on their own. She was born and raised in the free-thinking atmosphere of New York's Greenwich Village in the 1960s. She has been aware of her psychic abilities since the age of 8. A series of encounters with angels that began 25 years ago after a near-death experience revealed the profound fables that were to form the basis of the Chakra Wisdom Oracle. These brightly colored fables became the backdrop for Tori's lifelong fascination with color and its power to transform and heal lives. She is now based in Los Angeles, California. It's funny because actually I had this deck sent to me over a month ago, and I actually love working with Oracle decks. So I took it out of the package, and we were actually having a little bit of fun with it here at Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, and we all pulled one card, just one. And we went through the book, which is beautiful, and we all took a look at the cards that we pulled that day, and they all fit us to a T. They fit us perfectly to what each and every one of us was dealing with at that point in time. And I found that very interesting because some Oracle decks tend to have a vagueness to them, or maybe they just don't go as much into depth as we would like, as opposed to maybe tarot. But these definitely go into depth, and they are beautifully illustrated, and they are definitely very, very individualized cards. You can actually pull one independently and really feel like you get to the nit of things, or you can actually do one of the spreads that she provided in the book. So I would definitely say if you're interested in working with chakras and you're definitely interested in working with something new, pick up this deck. It is available online on Amazon, and it is the Chakra Wisdom Oracle Cards. I see that we still don't have our guest here, so I'm just going to talk for a few more minutes, and like I said, if for some reason she maybe lost track of time or is not available today, then I will definitely follow up with her, and we will definitely reschedule this interview because I think that she's going to be an amazing guest, and I definitely feel like this interview will be amazing and inspiring for a lot of you listeners out there. So her deck actually consists of several different cards, and when you actually take a look at them, there are 49 unique chakra cards, and each has its own fairy tale image, but all of the backdrop on the cards are actually the colors of your chakras. So you have your blue, your violet for the third eye, you have your root, you have your sacral, you have all the colors of your chakras. Each one of these cards comes with a wonderful image and a word, just one word on the card. Right off the bat, I actually flipped out the deck this morning and the card isolation came up. And it's for the blue throat chakra. And each card has its own word. So I was taking a look at this card because this card, you know, I felt like if it flipped out, maybe it was meant for me. So I took a look at it, and I actually went through the book and pulled up its meaning, and it definitely fit to a T. But the point is each card has its own word on it, and some of these words, you know, are not words that you would actually think of. Like one of them actually is gossip, another perseverance. You know, some of these are words that you would think, oh, wow, I didn't think that I would ever see that one in an Oracle deck. but it truly is inspiring. Let's see if this is... Well, nope, that wasn't our guest. I thought that it was her. but like I said, I would definitely take a look at this deck if you're looking for something new. It's very, what I would say, to the point, and it does have a bluntness to it, and it's very beautiful. One of the most inspiring things that I picked up on the deck working with it with the last month is the book. The book is actually color-coded, so every chakra you work with is actually color-coded in the book, and the book is very simplistic and very easy to understand. This isn't something that you have to sit down and read, you know, like some books that you get with decks that are very comprehensive and it takes a while for you to get to the meaning of one card. This is very simplistic, very beautiful. Each picture of the card is in there and color illustrated. Each meaning that you get an inspiration, the legend, a personal inquiry, key ideas, keywords, and you actually get a meditation with each card too. So very beautifully inspiring, and I would say definitely take a look at it. Our guest is still not here, and I do see that we have some listeners. What I'm going to tell you guys is thank you for participating and definitely signing on today to listen to this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to contact Tori and see if maybe she lost track of time or something came up, and we will definitely reschedule this show. So thank you so much for listening.